the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was white and he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda. When we stopped to bury our slain, we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda. All around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Oh, come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Our memory of a brother dead and gone. The war was carried to its end, the world had carried on. But she still remembered Harry, smiling, waving from the train, as she stood beside her mother on a platform swept with rain. Runway in Alberta on a bomber painted black. Memories of Harry flooded back. He'd been shipped across the sea, flew in the RAF. He'd sent a picture of the crew, him smiling with the rest. And he went to meet his maker in a bomber in the end. Left the pleasant fields of England, never to return again. He thought of storm clouds and Kawan as he looked out at the flak from the navigator's table where he sat. As they had done, those boys of long ago. And she looked out at the silent wing, imagining the roar. And she saw what she had hoped to find, what she'd wondered for so long a time. She looked down at the empty chair, the table and the map. She said, isn't it nice to know where Harry sat? She looked down at the empty chair, the table and the map. She said, isn't it nice to know where Harry sat?
Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders and Germany and here, I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung, and the frozen fields of France were still no Christmas songs were sung. And our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave, glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground when above the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up me boys, each soldier strained to hear. One young German voice rang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. And soon, one by one, each German voice joined in harmony. And the cannons rested silent, and the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. Finished, the reverent pause was spent. God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. And the next they sang was Steely Knock, that's Silent Night, says I. And in two tongues one song filled up the sky. There's someone coming toward us, the frontline sentry cried. And all sights were fixed on one lone soldier trudging from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on the plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side stepped into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met them hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy and we wished each other well. In a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolate and cigarettes and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played the squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight came upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells, we all began to settle back to war. And the question haunted every heart that lived within that night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? It's Christmas in the trenches, and the frost so bitter hung, and the frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. And the walls they built between us to exact the work of war had been broken and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. That those who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And at each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Just quietly checking her phone. That's when I'm clocking in and and my shift will begin when the sign flips from open to closed. Midnight to four, every counter and floor, 6 nights a week, so it goes. I should be grateful, I know I am grateful, I am, for all that you give me. And can you forgive at the end of the day if I'm too tired and sad to say, God bless America. Of us here at the Still Life Cafe learn to smile to cover the pain. The hostess escaped from the Taliban, the cook is from Senegal, me from Ukraine, the busboys are brothers from Guadalajara, Ricardo, Luis, and Jose. Bonded by grief, oh, the guilt, the relief, we collide at the Still Life Cafe. And I should be grateful, I know I am grateful, I am, for all that you give me. And can you forgive at the end of the day if I'm too tired and sad to say, God bless America. But there's a room at the top of the stairs, far away from these tables and chairs, and the clatter of dishes and unfulfilled wishes, just me and my tea and my prayers, in the room at the top of the stairs. And I should be grateful, I know I am grateful, I am, for all that you give me. And can you forgive at the end of the day if I'm too tired and sad to say, God bless America.
Heard from the True North duo, Time and Material is the name of their release, self-produced, the song Still Life Cafe. Before that, Tim Grimm from his newest release, Bone of Trees. On Vault Records, we heard a John McCutcheon cover, Christmas in the Trenches. David Francie, Where Harry Sat, from The Broken Heart of Everything, on Laker Music. Eric Bogle started us out to top the hour with, and the band played, Waltzing Matilda. It's from Scraps of Paper on Flying Fish Records. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in a bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct for more information about promotion exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Peter Ostrusko behind me now. Getting back into the music with my Memorial Day feature. This is David Ball.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, "My name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with Private Malone." Well, it didn't take me long at all, I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get feeling sometimes if I turn real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own. And I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. But one night it was raining hard, I took the curve too fast. I still don't crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Yeah, that night I was riding with Private Malone. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
Shaking hands down at the store. And everyone had come to see the All-Star hop the Greyhound bus to go to war. He punched me in the arm to say goodbye. that I saw our father cry. And I kept all my brother's letters tied in a ribbon in a box beneath my bed. And every night I read by flashlight with the covers in a tent above my head. His words said not to worry, doing his way of trying to ease my mind. While I was trying not to read between the lines. The weight of the world, too heavy to lift. So much to lose. Football games and picking out our dresses for the prom. With my brother in some desert dodging bullets when he wasn't dodging bombs. And we went from the land brave and free. Just being afraid to disagree. And I was being brought down to my knees. While the flagpole by the football field flew the colors halfway down the mast. The wind blew cold and snow was coming down. Still everybody turned out from our town. As we laid my brother in that frozen ground. Too heavy to lift. So much was lost. So much was missed that it doesn't seem fair that any boy and any girl should have to care.
Better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 5 to 7 for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Boy as his plane touched down. An infantryman on foreign shores, coming on back to his hometown. It seems so long since he's been gone. I stand before him now and I gaze in disbelief. My boy came home from the war today, draped in the maple. With a medal for valor in combat, they hoisted him high on their shoulders, and every man gathered there clutched his hat. But no, no fanfare played, and no speeches were made. No, pretty young maids waved a handkerchief.
It was the only thing to do. I was the victim of a world that went insane. Will you show me that I didn't die in vain? Remember me when the crosses are a-burning. Remember me when the racists come around. Remember me when the tides of peace are turning. Remember me and please don't let me down. On the South Pacific Islands and the Iwo Jima Sands, we raised the flag of freedom over many distant lands. Every time I killed a man, my own heart felt the pain. Will you show me that I didn't die in vain? Remember me when the crosses are a-burning. Remember me when the racists come around. Remember me when the tides of peace are turning. Remember me and please don't let me down. And I carried my old rifle to the European shores, and every friend that died made me die a little more. Have pity on the man who put a bullet through my brain, and show me that I didn't die in vain. Remember me when the crosses are a-burning. Remember me when the racists come around. Remember me when the tides of peace are turning. Remember me and please don't let me down. When the fascists started marching, many millions had to pay. We saw them come to power, but we looked the other way. It happened once before and it can happen once again. Will you show me that I didn't die in vain? Remember me when the crosses are a-burning. Remember me when the racists come around. Remember me when the tides of peace are turning. Remember me and please don't let me down.
That was Phil Oakes, Remember Me. That's found on the Broadside Tapes, one on Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Before that, we heard from a Canadian singer-songwriter, John Wart Hannum. Infantryman from Two Bit Suit on Black Hen Music, and Amy's Peace, Weight of the World from The Killer and Me on Wildflower Records. David Ball started out that set with a track from Amigo on Dual Tone Records titled Riding with Private Malone. You're listening to All Things Folk here on WRCT. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Ken Batista, it's always a pleasure to come into the studio and share the music I love with you. I appreciate your company. But we'll get into one more group of songs before I make room for A Course in Miracles here on WRCT. This is Town Van Zandt.
Come gather round me, people. A story I'd like to tell about a brave young Indian that you should remember well. From a tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and noble band that farmed the Phoenix Valley down in Arizona land. Down the ditches for 10,000 years, the sparkling waters rushed. And the white man stole the water rights, and all the running waters hushed. Now ours folks go hungry, their farms grow crops of weeds. But when war came, our volunteer forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Well, they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, and only 27 lived to walk back down again. When that fight was over, and when Old Glory raised, among the men that held her high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Lyra came back a hero, He was celebrated throughout the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. He had no money, no home, no chance. In Arizona, no one cared what Ira had done. It's when did the Indians dance? So Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like he'd throw a dog a bone. Well, he died drunk early one morning, all alone in this land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonesome ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes. But his land is still as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty inside the ditch where Ira died.
Same for you. sacrifice. But what saves you in the battle can kill you at home. A soldier, soldier in arms, a soldier, soldier in arms.
New Age Psychobabble. Satanic seduction and everything in between. Frequencies and codes for cultivating inner awareness. Join DJ Mother God for spiritual instruction. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Have you heard of a ship called the Good Reuben James? Manned by hard-fighting men, both of honor and fame. She flew the stars and stripes of this land of the free. Tonight she's in her grave on the bottom of the sea. Tell me what was their names, tell me what was their names. You have a friend on that good Reuben James. What was their names, tell me what was their names. You have a friend on that good Reuben James. Well, 100 men went down in that dark, watery grave. When that good ship went down, only 44 were saved. Was the last day of October, we saved the 44 from the cold ocean waters of that cold, Iceland shore. Tell me what was their names, tell me what was their names. You have a friend on that good Reuben James. What was their names? Tell me what was their names. You have a friend on that good Reuben James. It was there in the dark of that uncertain night that we watched for the U-boats and waited for the fight. Then a whine and a rock and a great explosion roared, laid the Reuben James on that cold ocean floor. Tell me what was their names, tell me what was their names. Did you have a friend on that good Reuben James? What was their names, tell me what was their names. Did you have a friend on that good Reuben James? Now tonight there are lights in our country so bright. In the farms and the cities they're telling of this fight. Now our mighty battleships will steam the bounding main and remember the name of that good Reuben James. Tell me what was their names, tell me what was their names. Did you have a friend on that good Reuben James? What was their names? Tell me what was their names. Did you have a friend on that good Reuben James?
Here's a song of mine Johnny Cash did. Well, I used to hang out down by the VFW hall. Lord, I was staring at the photographs up on the wall of all the boys in the neighborhood who died back in World War II. And a hand letter sign that said, "Remember our Jimmy McGrew." Yeah, well, Jimmy went to Nam back in 1965. There's a lot of men here think that Jimmy McGrew's still alive. They carved his name on a stone down in Washington, D.C. But his brother said that stone don't mean a damn thing to me. And it's Veterans Day. Lord, the skies are gray. Leave your uniforms home, boys, ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill up a glass for the ones who didn't make it through. Yeah, leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew. Well, there's a hot rain falling on the back streets of Saigon. And there's a white man running down the alley with his mama's song. But Lord, his eyes are cloudy and his arms are black and blue. And he's hanging by a thread and he looks like our Jimmy McGrew. And it's Veterans Day. Lord, the skies are gray. Leave your uniforms home, boys, ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill up a glass for the ones who didn't make it through. Yeah, leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew. Yeah, leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew.
Delivered a letter. It filled her dear heart full of joy. But she didn't know till she read the inside. It was the last one from her darling boy. Dear Mom, was the way that it started. I miss you so much, it went on. Mom, I didn't know that I loved you so, but I'll prove it when this war is won. I'm writing down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. You know as you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us our orders, and Mom, we will carry them through. I'll finish this letter the first chance I get, but now I'll just say I love you. Then the mother's old hands began to tremble, and she fought against tears in her eyes. But they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her darling had died. As she knelt by her bedside, she prayed, Lord above, hear my plea and protect all the sons that are fighting tonight. And dear God, keep America free.
I just got my army call, and I run down to the army hall. Sally come a-running like a cannonball, and I told her not to grieve after me. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. I'm a-going across that ocean wide, army rifle by my side. When Hitler's beat, you can be my bride. But I told her not to grieve after me. Oh, it's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone. Well, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. I'm a-gonna jump in a flying machine, loaded full of this TNT. Stop old Hitler, what I mean, and I told her not to grieve after me. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. A souvenir I'll send to you. Send Horo Hitler and Hitler too. That's about all one feller can do. But I told her not to grieve after me. It's when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. Sally, get a job and save your pay. Work your best for the USA. Write me a letter about every day. And I told her not to grieve after me. Oh, it's a when I'm gone. Well, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone. Well, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone. Oh, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. If a blackout comes to the old hometown, Sally, won't you pull your curtain down? If a shade goes up and the ship goes down, I told her not to grieve after me. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me. Oh, it's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. It's a when I'm gone, Sally, don't you grieve. And I told her not to grieve after me.
Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston, Sally, Don't You Grieve. We also heard Woody's solo was Thinking of the Reuben James. Tom Russell with Veterans Day, Ernest Tubbs, Soldier's Last Letter. Mary Gaucher, Soldiering On from Rifles and Rosary Beads, and Towns of Ensign. Ira Hayes from Road Songs, that on Sugar Hill. Well, that'll wrap it up for me on this Memorial Day Sunday. I'll come back next week. We'll do this again. No feature, just a lot of great folk music. That's when I'll see you on the radio. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for A Course in Miracles.